Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Fortnite Show. And to start off today's episode, we have some news about a brand new decrypted skin. But before we get into that, we have to talk about some banned pickaxes from competitive. Now, so what happened is, it says due to an issue, we have disabled several pickaxes from competitive playlists. Joining a competitive playlist with one of these will instead equip the default pickaxe. We'll let you know when these have returned. You can find the full list below. And then so the ones that are banned are the Bash Burner, BB's Beast Bat, Glade of Potassius, Ulmite Sledgy, Sorrow's Reach, Lovestruck Striker, Derbergian, I think it's how you say it, Battle Spatch, Mjolnir, Leviathan Axe, Forsaken Strike, Beast Fang, Seven Star Flashing Flail, Signpost Pummeler, Devourer's Bane, and Combat Knife. And I was very confused at these Lovestruck Strikers at first. So, and those ones are the... I actually don't know which one the Lovestruck Strikers are. It's one of the Valentine's Day one that came out with the heart, with the I don't remember the name of the skin. I knew it just a minute ago. It was one of the new Valentine's Day pickaxes. But this is going to change a lot. Like, for some people who, like, love the Leviathan Axe and everything, they're not going to be able to use it. Because, I mean, there's so many people who love that pickaxe, but now they can't use it. And especially with the competitive events coming out, like, the Leviathan Axe is one of the most popular pickaxes in competitive. I mean, and then while the, what is it called? Oh, why am I forgetting the name now? Yes, the Forsaken Strike. That one isn't the most popular. It's actually one of my favorite pickaxes, though. It should be more popular. That one's also banned. So a lot of those, like, one-handed pickaxes are banned. Like, anyone's that have the same animation, I'm pretty sure are banned. There might be a couple that aren't. But then stuff like the Identity Disc isn't, because it has a different animation. So just make sure that you don't use those pickaxes when you go into competitive, and they don't get taken off and put it with the default axe. But then, of course, that is, like, the only new one. So, yeah, and then... there's no other news except from that Trello board, but then we do have players may have received team disqualification messages in-game today, and they recently reprocessed the leaderboard for the Teen Titans Cup, which also sent a wave of message apologizing for the confusion. And then, so, that should be fixed now. And then, like we said, the Bash Burner has been taken out of competitive playlists. But then also, they deployed a maintenance patch over on Xbox, PC, Nintendo Switch, PC, Nintendo Switch, Xbox consoles, and Android to address stability issues, and the patch will be available to download before starting the game or at the end of your next match. So make sure you just download that one before you play next time, so then you do get that done with, and it's not going to, like, mess up anything. But that's, like, all of the news from there. Some news is that Aurelia's pickaxe will be called the Tribute's Flail. And Epic already showed the name in their latest Trello post. So that's pretty interesting. And then there's not really any other news except for two blog posts on Epic Games' website. And this is the decrypted skin I was talking about. Mistborn's Kelsier springs forth in Fortnite. The savior of Hathsin, Kelsier, from the best-selling Mistborn series, joins the fray of Fortnite. A long way away from Cosmere, these are such hard names. Kelsier emerges alongside the Hemalurgic Spikes, Backling, the volcanic glass daggers pickaxe, and the Kelsier themed loading screen. The Kelsier outfit comes with an alternate style, the masked, full-sleeved undercover variant. All of these items are now available in the item shop. And then it shows the loading screen. And so that's pretty cool. I'm pretty sure that's, like, one of Donald Mustard's favorite books series, so that's why I got added. It's pretty cool. But then we have watched the Chapter 2, Season 6, FNCS Finals in Party Royale. Hey, Fortnite fans, join us in Party Royale as we celebrate the best Fortnite players around the world as they compete in the Chapter 2, Season 6 Finals on May 30th. The show begins at 1 p.m. Eastern with the start of the EU FNCS Finals. Hop over to the big screen as we prepare to crown our FNCS champions in EU, NA East, Brazil, and NA West. The FNCS final schedule is, all times are listed in Eastern time, by the way. So, at 1 o'clock p.m., the Fortnite Championship Series FNCS finals begin. At 1:15, there's live EU coverage in English, Spanish, German, and French. At 5:15, live NA East coverage in English. 9:15 p.m., we have live NA West coverage in English. And then at 12:30 a.m. is the approximate ending. And then don't forget to select the language of the broadcast you want to watch before joining Party Royale by entering the settings in the main menu, language and region, and language. If your client is set to Portuguese, the broadcast will follow this format. At 3 p.m., the Fortnite Championship Series FNCS begins. 3:15, live Brazil coverage in Portuguese, and then at 6:30 is approximate. And then similarly, if you live in South America and have your language set to Spanish Latin American, you receive the Brazil FNCS stream in Spanish and will follow this format. At 3 p.m., the Fortnite Championship Series FNCS finals begin. At 3:15, live Brazil coverage in Spanish Latin American. And at 6:30 p.m. is the approximate end time. And then remember, that is all in Eastern time. So just, you're going to have to factor that into when it is. But now that is all the news, so why don't we just hop over into the item shop for today. And today's item shop is actually a pretty good item shop. In it today we have the typical gamer locker bundle, still in here with the Suki skin, Tahana backbling, the studded axe, reanimated emote, and the rainbow rodeo wrap. Or you can buy them separately, Suki for 1200, studded axe for 800, reanimated for 800, and the Rainbow Rodeo for 500. Also, in the features section today, we have the KillCR skin with the Hemallergic Spikes, the Volcanic Glass Daggers, and the new Shard World loading screen. This is a very, very cool skin. And it looks really good. I mean, and the two styles as well. I mean, this is going to be probably not going to come back for a while either. We also have a brand new emote in here today called the Socks emote for 500. I really like this one. This one looks really cool. And it is a copyrighted Icon Series emote. And then we have the Manic skin back in here, which has the no mask and face mask style. It has the default style, punk style, and punk no mask style for 800. The Scarlet Psy pickaxe and back bling for 600. The Asmodeus skin with the ocular back bling, and of course he does have that bandana style for 1200. The Callisto skin's back in here today with the hexed back bling for 1200. We have the Foul Play pickaxes back for 800. The Batso glider for 800. And then moving on, we have the Sika bundle in here with the Sika skin, Arena's elite back bling, the Arena's blessing pickaxe, and the Servius glider for 2100. Or you can get the Sika skin with the Arena Elite backbling for 1200, the Arena's blessing for 800, the Servius glider for 1500. So very, very cool there indeed. And then of course you can get it all separately. And then in the daily section we have the champion skin still in here, which will only be in here during FNCS, and then it will never come back. For 800 V-Bucks, the Maven skin with the Techie backbling, one of my favorite skins here, for 1200. The Brute Navigator's back for 800. The Flippin' Incredible emote is back for 500. The Fork Knife pickaxes are back for 500 with the knife fork style where they're swapped in case you like them the other way around. The Howl emote is back for 200. And the Gun Show emote is back for 200 as well. We also have all the In the Paint set in here, which are all the basketball items. Trae Young's locker bundle, which has the Scarlet Commander skin, Gold Digger, Pickaxe, Ball Emote, and Happy Stars Wrap. The Donovan Mitchell locker bundle, which has Cozy Chomps, Stark Splitter, Dynamic Fire Wrap, and Fire Spinner Emote. The Beast Boy bundle, which actually the Beast Boy's Beast Bat Harvesting Tool is disabled right now in competitive. The Batman Zero bundle, and the Catwoman Zero bundle, and the Horizon Zero Dawn bundle. We also have the Double Agent pack in here, Shadow Pickaxe pack, and the Last Laugh bundle. And then make sure to pick up your Fortnite Crew subscription if you want it now, because it is switching to a new skin coming out very soon. And of course, that is going to be in the May, for the May challenge pack, or what, the May Crew pack. But then, of course, we have our LGMs for today. We have the High Explosives Duos, Classic Loot Squads, Crossover Court Crashers, Creative LTM, Car Royale, Nikkei 30 Zonors, Pro Billionaire Tycoon, and Solo Zone Wars. It's our game modes today. But that is going to be all for today's episode. So if you'd like to find me anywhere else, you can, of course, find me over on YouTube at Numi or on Twitch at ExactNumi. But until next time, guys, goodbye.